Eduardo would do well at the guild. He fit the type. When people called the guild, they wanted to be reassured, and a 6'4" man, muscled like an Olympic medalist wrestler, provided a lot of reassurance. Some of the regulars would screw with him because they didn't like competition, but the guild zoned the gigs. Each merc was assigned a territory within the city, and if a job fell into that territory, they automatically got it. So while the rest of the mercs could run their mouths and hassle Eduardo, there wasn't much they could do to keep him from earning money.
"I think Dad figured us out," George said. "Last week, Patrick came to talk to Eduardo."
I mentally rifled through the roster of clan-heavy shapeshifters for Patrick. He was Mahan's nephew, a carbon copy of his uncle with a matching attitude and size.
"He told Eduardo that what he was doing was wrong, and that if he cared about me, he'd leave me alone and not tear me away from the family." Curran grimaced.
"Would Patrick do something like that on his own?" I asked him.
Curran shook his head. "No. When Patrick opens his mouth, Mahan speaks. Patrick is an enforcer, not a thinker. That's why Mahan hasn't been grooming him for the Alpha Spot."
Eduardo told him he had no idea what he was talking about. Patrick left. On Monday, Eduardo didn't come back to his house. I waited all night.
I grabbed a notepad and a pen from the built-in shelves. "When was the last time you saw or spoke with Eduardo?"
"Monday morning at 7:30. He asked what I wanted for dinner that night." Today was Wednesday,
just barely, since we were just past midnight.
Eduardo had been gone about 40 hours. "He didn't call me at lunch," George said. "He usually does. I thought maybe he'd got held up. I went to his house Monday evening. He never showed. He didn't call and didn't leave a note. I know there are some bullshit rules about how long a person has to be missing, but I'm telling you, this isn't like him. He doesn't just leave me hanging. Something bad happened."
"Did you talk to the guild?" I asked.
"I went there this morning and asked about him. Nobody told me anything."
That wasn't surprising. Mercs were cagey.